time machines. Newton's laws. After Copernicus's original theories of planetary motion had been corrected first by Kepler and then by Galileo, it was left to Isaac Newton to establish a coherent theory of the universe, which would form the basis of man's understanding of the cosmos until the 20th century. Newton's most important work was Philosophiae Naturalis Principia Mathematica, which explained the force of gravity in its operation through the solar system. Newton realized that the solar system was kept going by its own force and its own laws. After the universe had begun to move, there was no longer any need for divine intervention. Inevitably, the idea that the same laws governed all bodies in the universe meant that the Earth lost the centrality and uniqueness previously attributed to it. At the time Newton was working, science was still highly controlled by the ecclesiastical authorities, which meant that his discoveries had to be framed in terms acceptable to the Church. Newton was quite religious himself, and his scientific research was mixed with mystical tendencies. However, during this period, religious speculation and scientific investigation were increasingly two separate and incompatible worlds, with science becoming the more important. Belief in progress and in the power of reason was increasing and was a distinctive trait of the period to come, known as the Age of Reason. With Newton's demonstration that the universe functioned according to intrinsic natural laws, came the belief that many other aspects of life were similarly governed. In this sense, Newton's laws of motion were important in advancing the cause of natural and human rights. The Enlightenment philosopher John Locke even argued for a right to revolution as an equal and opposite reaction to tyranny.